Well, it's an interesting case. Robert McLean was an air marshal in the Air Marshal Service, protecting airliners and flights from terrorist attacks following 9/11. And he had been through a confidential briefing that there was a specific threat to certain flights, and very soon after that received a notification that air marshals were being taken off a number of those flights for budgetary reasons. And he thought this was a bad idea. And so he ran it up through the chain of command and reached out to some other folks to try to make them aware of what was going on and what was being proposed. And when that didn't work, he went to the press. Now, the background is that air marshals are not supposed to talk about sensitive information, security-sensitive information. And so SSI is something they're not supposed to disclose. So we've got an act of the federal government that sets up the portions of the authority of the Transportation Safety Administration. And part of that act says that they are supposed to define what is SSI for purposes of people disclosing and non-disclosing. And so part of what the TSA did was they said any information related to the movements of air marshals or the number of air marshals or their assignments is SSI, generally. When they sent out the notice that they were going to be removing air marshals from particular flights, they didn't go through their normal SSI channels. It came in a clear text, it wasn't encrypted, it wasn't marked SSI, etc. So McLean discloses that there's backlash from the public to Congress. Congress itself is frustrated with the TSA and makes that clear, and the TSA backs off of its stand and says it's going to leave the air marshals in place and deal with the budgetary consequences of that in other ways. A few years later, Robert is working with the union and appears on a television program incognito talking about the requirements for dressing, for attire for air marshals, which the air marshals felt put a big stamp on their heads that they were an air marshal because they were dressed in a particular way. Even though he was incognito, his voice wasn't changed, and somebody from the TSA recognized it. They did an investigation. They didn't do anything, any type of disciplinary action for him speaking about the air marshals' uniforms. But they did realize through that process, they found out that he had leaked the information earlier about the air marshals being taken off flights, and so they fired him. And he then said, you can't fire me, because even though the Transportation Safety Act says that you can set when information is not supposed to be disclosed, the Whistleblower Protection Act says that I can disclose information in certain circumstances so long as that disclosure is not specifically prohibited by law. And so Robert's first fight was that there was a retroactive classification of the information as SSI. And so he said they shouldn't be able to reclassify it as SSI after they sent it. That went up to an appeal in the Ninth Circuit in California, and the Ninth Circuit said, well, it doesn't matter whether they reclassified it because it was classified as information about the movements of air marshals, which was always SSI. So you lose on that point. So went back down and brought a proceeding based on his firing, and that went up to the Merit System Protection Board, and his argument was that the classification and the regulation of this information as SSI isn't a law. It's a regulation, not a statute. And so the Whistleblower Protection Act protects me against you retaliating against me by firing me for releasing this information. And the agency's position is that a regulation is a law, and the Whistleblower Protection Act doesn't protect you when you disclose information that's not to be disclosed according to law. And so that went then up to the Federal Circuit, and the Federal Circuit said no, in this particular act, and it's very much a statutory interpretation question, looking at the words of the statute to figure out whether a law encompasses an administrative regulation promulgated by an agency, and the Federal Circuit said, no, it doesn't. And so the only information that would be outside the Whistleblower Protection Act would be things specifically in the statute, or there's an opportunity for the president to, through executive order, to do limitations on disclosures. And that, since that hadn't happened, he's protected by the Whistleblower Protection Act. So he then appealed, then the agency appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, and that's the case where we did the amicus brief and where there were recently oral arguments.
Yeah, and the argument in the brief is that air travelers have the right to know this information that was released because it could impact their safety. That's the argument that you're trying to make here.
Right. So as an amicus, there's a couple of different ways to approach the amicus process, and that can be either that you want to show the court that lots of people agree on the interpretation that one part or the other is making of the law. And another approach to it is to say, I have something unique to offer on this. It's not going to be offered by the parties that I think the court should take into account. And that's our brief. This information, unless it's actually covered by the statute, should be released, and people should be encouraged to release it because people will take action based on it. They'll fly or they'll not fly, depending on whether air marshals are going to be on the planes or not on the planes. And so that's different. Sort of the normal picture of whistleblowers and disclosure is they disclose, the press publicizes it, the public and Congress get mad, the government changes its position, right? And so there's sort of a feedback loop from within the government back into the government. And what the brief from Flyers Rights does is it tries to say there's also an outside picture to that, where the release of the information goes outside that sort of governmental policy creation bubble and affects real people and their real decisions every day. And so that's the point that we were trying to make. It's pretty narrow. It wouldn't win the case on its own. If there was a statute that prohibited this disclosure, then this wouldn't overcome that. It's not a significant enough of an interest. But where there's a question about whether a regulation is law and it's uncertain, then we really ought to just have the information be released and let people act on it. And if Congress or the president doesn't like that, then they can fix it.